perception out here in our society largely that once you take the University of Liberia admission exam, if you do not pay money to someone or if you do not have appropriate connections, you will not be placed on the resort list. So the university had been grappling with how they could manage a process whereby credibility will be restored, whereby people's abilities will be truly measured on the basis of the performance on the examinations. So when I was contacted by Dr. Dennis, the president of the university, I told him, yes, this was something I could do, and we could work together to help restore public confidence within the university's admission system.
So how different was this particular exam compared to previous exams?
This exam, in terms of subject matter content, was no different from previous exam that had been administered by the university, because it was testing levels of school leavers, people who have completed secondary education, high school, in Liberia, based on the curriculum of the Ministry of Education. As a matter of fact, the exams administered were tailored very similar to exams that have been given over the last 3 to 5 years.
There's a quote here from the Minister of Education of Liberia, Edmonia David Tarpe, that while she realizes that there's some weaknesses in the schools, she does not believe that everybody who took the exam can fail.
From the beginning, my commitment to the university was that we will document the process in such a way that our results can be replicated by anyone else. If the minister is interested, or if any practitioner in the education sector is interested, I'm sure the university will be willing to go through the process.
Tell me, what lessons do you think can be learned here from this particular exam?
Well, we've tried to lay the foundation for the university to now see how an examination can be conducted and how the integrity can be preserved, how the negative perceptions can be removed from the process, and also preserving the security of the examination. Now, we hope that the university will continue on this path so that there can be a restoration of public confidence in the process and people can begin to know that whoever merits admission into the university is the one who gets admitted, and not for any other external factors. Now, for the country as a whole, I think this is a clarion wake-up call that we need to all see that the king is moving around naked and not pretend as though the empire has the finest clothes on. Now, my call to my fellow Liberians is that we should not just limit this to looking at the raw scores of a representative group of our students across the country. Rather, we should begin to think hard, because these are our young people and these are the people who the country's future is reliant upon. We need to now think out of the box on how we can work with these young people and build the capacity so that eventually they become productive citizens and hence help to contribute to the development of our country. Also, we need to now look at and begin to analyze what has led to these failures. Why is it that our students are performing so terribly? And we need to go to the roots of these problems and begin to address them so that 10 years hence, we would not have a replication of these kinds of results, because the future of a nation depends on the education of its youth.